Into our first guest to interview segment this morning, and that's Coach Eddie Clark today. And of course, Coach Clark getting ready for his portion of the Braves Brawl today and tomorrow. Coach, good morning. How are you today?
Great, and you?
We're doing great, Eddie. Thank you for taking a few minutes out of your time and speaking with us this morning. I know it's going to be a busy day and afternoon and weekend for you. One of the things I want to start off with, though, the Braves Brawl of the 16th season. But part of this is you're likely to hit a really amazing milestone, and then you don't talk about yourself much, but 600 cool. career dual victories in your career, Coach. That's just a huge number.
Yeah, it's I didn't pay much attention to this type of thing, and then a few years back I was nominated for an award, and then I started looking, and I said, boy, it'd be cool to, I started looking at some of the coaches out in the world that had reached 600, and I'm going, that'd be a cool group of people to join. And so I thought, yeah, I'd like to see that happen. So that was kind of one of my personal goals. You know, we talked to the kids about having goals, and I think all successful people in the world have goals for themselves. So that's kind of been one of mine. So for me, personally, this is, you know, I don't have too many personal goals, but this was one, and to reach it, I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, Coach, just to clarify too, that this is just dual victories, right? I mean, you talk about all the tournament play that you've been in. This doesn't count those. This is just duels.
Yeah, just duels, duels, and this is my career. This is some of my. We didn't win a lot of duels when I was in South Dakota. That was a small school. We didn't do a lot of that, and then my years in Kansas, and then here. So. A giant majority, over 500 of them are here. I think pretty close to 500 of them, something like that, are here. So, yeah, it's a neat thing for me.
Well, one of the things I want to talk about just for a second on this is, you know, you just mentioned, you know, you spent some time in Kansas, spent some time in South Dakota. You obviously were a wrestler as well. You're in the Hall of Fame at Dickinson. One of the things that, you know, as you started your coaching career, I mean, obviously you weren't necessarily thinking about those, but do you think back to those first couple of seasons now that you're at this end and go, holy cow, that's been quite a journey?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I'll never forget. As long as I live, I'll never forget. You know, I thought you come out of college, you have ideas, you think this is the way to run a program. I've been around winning programs my whole life. And I walk into little old Wall, South Dakota, school size of Cookeville, and I have my first wrestling meeting, and 7 kids show up. And I'm like, oh, my God, what have I got myself into? And by the end of the year, we had 20, a guy I'd visited with once I had them at my first meeting, he called one of my friends, a guy named Bob Hirsch, who's super successful coach in South Dakota. I said, Bob, what do I do? He says, get more kids. Okay. He says, my program didn't start big. He says, you got to grow it. And I'm like, okay. So that was and he says, you got to do well here to get the next one. And I'm like, okay, I know what that means. And so that was the plan. Just keep building so I could go somewhere else and then do the same thing again. And the funny thing was 25 years ago, my plan was to be in Star Valley for 3 years and look for the next one. And we just love it here. So we're still here.
Wow. That's really cool. Coach Eddie Clark joining us today on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach, when you reminisce about that and go back, if you could tell that first year, Coach Eddie Clark, something that you've learned that now that you know over all these years of coaching, what advice would you have given?
This is not a sprint. It's a marathon. Every year is not a sprint. It's a marathon. And so, like we talk about this weekend, the Braves Brawl, you know, this group of kids, this first weekend is just a quiz. You know, you look at the wrestling season like a school year. You know, since, you know, you're a teacher first, you think about it's a school year. So we're taking the first quiz this weekend. And then next week we're going to take another quiz. And you hope you get better at each quiz along the way, because there's a final exam at the end, and you got to be ready for the final. And so that's kind of the process I look at, and we build through and grow through the season, and it's about growing those kids as athletes, growing those kids as young men, teach them about all the things that wrestling offers, you know, and now, which is exciting for me, now offers our young women, you know, and so I think wrestling, because of the unique demands of discipline with your diet and things away from, I mean, football is great, and basketball are great sports, but when you walk away from the field, you get to walk away from the field. You know, you don't have to discipline your diet. You don't have to do a lot of those things. So this is I think this grows young men and young women in different ways, and I think it's just the best, to me, it's the best thing that can be offered to kids.
Well, you and I spoke just a little bit about this week. When you talk about the weight classes, those have changed just a little bit, and people may notice that as they come out and support the Braves Brawl this afternoon and tomorrow. And they understand this comes from up above. This comes from the national folks. But kind of walk us through some of those changes that folks are going to see this afternoon.
106 to 138 is like they always were. 106, 113, 120, 126, 132, 138. And then it changes. They added one more weight in the middle. So it goes to 144, 150, 157. All right, let's see, 144, 150, 157, 165.
I'm glad you're not the only one. I'm not the only one that does that because you get so used to it.
I have to think. 175, 190, 215 in heavyweight. So they took one out of the top and added it into the middle where there's more kids. If you look at the national, so it was interesting. They based the weight classes we had before off of the number of kids that schools certified. So when you do your weight certification at the beginning of the year, and so a lot of coaches are guys like me that are out recruiting and trying to, we're short on, it's hard to get big kids. I mean, it's nationwide. It's not just in Star Valley. It's not just filling those big weights is a difficult task for everybody. And so, but schools were certifying a bunch of big kids. And so they were leaving the weight classes as they were. But the thing was, a lot of those big kids were guys that were football players that they were convincing to come out. And a lot of them didn't finish the season. And so the numbers of big kids finishing the season weren't close to the number of big kids starting the season. And so they were leaving the weights as they were. And when they changed how they were kind of monitoring that, they started paying attention to how many kids of different sizes finished the season. So they realized they needed to add weight classes back into the middle to give more kids an opportunity to compete.
Coach Clark joining us this morning for First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach, when you look at the Braves Brawl this weekend, you get a good, what is it, seven overall duels? Is that how many you're getting? Seven duels? So is there a team or is there a school that you're really looking forward to dueling that you think is really going to help you guys grow and develop?
Well, everyone's got individuals. Teton's got, you know, got a couple of state champs on their team. I know for sure one. And I know that Thunder Ridge had a kid that's, I think, a two-timer. It's one of the lighter weights guys, a two-timer. Sugar's got some good kids. So, I mean, everyone's got, Cokeville's got good kids. Shelley's got, I mean, so everyone's going to leave this tournament tested. You know, we're not where we're supposed to be weight classes yet, but neither is anyone else. So, you know, everyone's in that sorting out process. So, you know, I'm just excited to wrestle someone besides ourselves. I say this every year, but after 3 weeks of wrestling each other, those kids need to step out of the room and see somebody else.
We get the opportunity to do that, obviously, on the home mats today and tomorrow. Your schedule's changed just a little bit as you're back in the 4A class, and that looks like that's ever going to change again, looking at the foreseeable future. But you head up to the Pat Weed Memorial up in Gillette, which has been a huge tournament up there in Campbell County for a long time. There's no other way to say this, Coach. That's not anywhere close to where you live. No. But it's a great tournament. Talk to us about some of the subtle scheduling differences now that the classes have changed?
We're just trying to make sure we get a look at the people that we need to see. We need to see Sheridan. We need to see Thunder Basin. We need to see Gillette. We need to see those schools out east. And this is a kind of a one-stop shopping type of opportunity for us early in the year. I wouldn't want to travel that far late in the year because I think the travel is a little bit exhausting for the kids. And as the season wears on, that, you know, it gets to be a little much. But early in the year, we can hit that. A couple's after that, and then we're on to Christmas break, so it kind of gives us time to recoup. But we really need to see those schools in one's in the right weight class quite yet and all that stuff. We still get to see what they have and see what they're doing and kind of scout, get an idea what they're doing and moving forward for the year.
Well, Coach, we know you got a busy day ahead of you. We appreciate your time. Just one last question. Give you a chance to mention some of your wrestlers this year. Of course, you have a couple of young returning state champs on your team this year.
Yes.
Who are some of the guys to watch?
You know, we have Levi Bird and Tell Perry, both returning state champions. We have returning state place winners in Caleb Morrison. Caleb Bird was out last year. He was he's a returning state place winner. We got Cal Burke back, who was injured, and now he's back, and he's a returning state place winner. Cooper Burke. Let's see, I'm going through my lineup here. That was a returning state place winner. I'm missing a couple, but my old coach brain, I start running through a lot of things here. Porter Merritt, obviously. Let's see. Malachi Patterson. He's not wrestling this weekend, but we'll get him in the lineup before too long. I'm trying to think here. Moving up, I think I'm sure I'm missing one or two, but we're excited to get those guys out there and get their feet wet, and we'll have a few freshmen in the lineup, so they're gonna get to see what it's like to be in front of the big crowd. It's just fun. I mean, it's just fun, and it's one of people's few opportunities to watch this great group of young men come out and do what they do. So we sure appreciate everyone showing up and supporting.
16th annual Braves Brawl begins today at 3, tomorrow at 9:30. Coach Eddie Clark with us. Coach, thanks for your time. Appreciate it as always.
You bet. We'll see you.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday.